Yeah, somebody just asked me a question, and anytime you have questions or you have communication, you grow. It's just a matter of just the way it is. And so I wanted to record this audio and upload it before I forgot. See, God has to impel us. The state of man is fallen, right? So God has to use something to push us, to impel us. And part of the birthing process towards salvation, to get born again, is you have to go through the Turing machine. You have to go through the cycle, the repeat. The birthing process is a cycle. And so after you go through 1,000 cycles of something, you start to say, wait a minute, I've been through this before. What's really going on? And so when I asked God what was going on, he showed me the code. And what happened is with the code, so the question goes back to, what is COVID-19? Well, the 19's the AI program. The COVID goes back to DIVID or DVD or division. It's the Turing machine process. And so the Turing machine process is happening because there's other people that are still needing to be pushed. The baby needs to be pushed out till Christ be formed in them, right? And not only them, but we ourselves have to be reminded, you know, that we set our affections on things above, not things below. So we have to be reminded that this is not our home. And so when all the drama and which is the red versus the blue, the chaos, the all the stuff that the human deals with is to push them towards faith, you know, moving from fear. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. So we're moving away from fear towards faith. And so things like the coronavirus and all that is more of a, it's more of a Turing machine issue than anything, because more people die of the flu than they ever probably will the coronavirus. And so it's just a drama game. It's a sine wave drama to see how you're going to react. But God has to use the AI program to wake some AI people up, because your flesh mind is nothing but AI, right? So God uses the AI, the 1-9, the 19, that God uses the AI program to move you away from the AI mindset, which is the flesh mind. So everybody's born in the flesh mind, and you have to go through the birthing cycles till you get birthed into the spirit mind. So if you look at the spelling, you'll see the letter V, which is cut, right? It's just like a knife. God is separating the goat from the sheep. But if you take the letter V and you break it into parts, you have a line going down, you have a plus sign in the middle, and a line going up. And that's the Turing machine. It's like a DVD player. You're in a 3D Turing machine. And what it is the you're swimming in the Word, being changed by the Word, back into the Word. And the material realm is just a piece cut off from the Word. Everything's a derivative from the Logos, Word. Because in the beginning was the Word, the Word's with God, the Word was God. So everything's a derivative from the Logos. And so just like you have a child, and you have to train that child up, because the child comes out of the womb crying, and the child really is totally ignorant about how this world works, right? So you have to train the child up in the way that he or she should go, because they don't really know. It's just the crying, you know, the child wants food. It's AI. The child wants to cry. The child goes to sleep. Those are AI programs, just like the birds. It's AI program until you become self-aware, you know? So the baby's not really self-aware probably, you really don't, I don't know what age you become self-aware, but the child is not self-aware. And there's a lot of people in their 60s that are not self-aware, or 70s or 80s. But when you become self-aware, you know, at whatever age, 5, 6, 8, 14, 20, whatever age you become self-aware, you start to pay attention to your inner person, right? And some people never do. But then there comes a point where you're self-aware that when you're playing, this is why sports is so beneficial for people. Because when you're playing a sport, you're face-to-face. It could be chess, it could be checkers, it could be any kind of game. And so when you're playing a game, you're looking at another person and you become aware of how they're gonna move or how they think or what they're doing. So a sport or a game or a chess board or a checkered board or whatever is good to make you not only self-aware, but you're aware of the other person and what they're thinking and their strategy or their next move. So with the oil prices and the corona, we know what Russia's thinking. They're trying to get rid of the frackers, the oil frackers, you know. They're fracking oil and they're big competition against Russia. So Russia's just fighting against the oil program of the United States. Long story short, the system will reset itself because everything has to reboot. Everything reboots, and you know it does because you go to sleep every night and you reboot. And so long story short, by seeing the code, you can see that you're in a machine, and it's a 3D machine, and it's a spiritual machine. And so you know you have an AI program, which is your enemy, which is your old flesh mind, and it's the devil. Because you fell into the kingdom that in Adam all die, right? So Adam and Eve fell into the devil's AI program. And so the devil uses the world, the flesh, and the prior life to rise up in the system. And that's what the Illuminati and the pyramid's all about. Using the world, the flesh, and those undertone manipulation tools to rise up. So in other words, there's a Tor network. When you really become self-aware, there's a Tor network. There's an underground network where a lot of witches and Wiccans and warlocks and manipulators and narcissists, they go and they use code words or subliminals to try to manipulate you to get what they want, and you become their slave. Anyway, long story short, that's another video or another recording. So the COVID goes back to your identity every time. And it goes back to the AI program every time. So what happens is God is using the devil. You can actually see in the book of Job where God used the devil. He says, "Have you considered my servant Job?" So God already knew the devil would attack Job. And the first thing that the devil said was, "Well, you got a hedge around him." And so God knew that would happen because God is God, and it's a repeat anyway. The devil is so predictable, it's not even funny. And so the coronavirus, the last year there was this, or I forget, I don't even pay attention to it too much. This one here, you can't help but pay attention to it because it's all over the news and the stock market crash. Long story short, every game that the devil plays has to go through the hedge of God allowing the hedge. And sometimes God releases the hedge to judge people. So he impels us, he pushes us, and he scourges every son he receives. So he uses your 3D body, your pain, it could be finances, it could be your health, it could be anything, to impel you to seek God. Even as a saved person, we sometimes forget to put God first, you know. He says, "Have you lost your first love, you know? Have you let Jezebel in the door? Have you become greedy? You know, he asked those questions in Revelation 2. Let him that hath an ear hear what the Spirit says to the churches, right? So these things like this happen to impel us and push us back to God, you know. If you've ever heard that preacher's story about the man sitting in the driver's seat of his truck, and the woman says, "Well, we used to sit beside each other. When we first got married, we would just be all right up against each other." And the man driving the truck, he says, "I haven't moved." He's driving the truck, and she looked at him and said, "We used to be all beside each other." He said, "I haven't moved." So she moved away from him. And so that's the way it is with God. God hasn't moved, but we have. And so God uses the Turing machine and the pain and the trouble and the devil's attacks to pull us back to him. And there's another thing going on here. And it just went out of my mind just now. It's really important. I'll think about it again, though. So God is, I remember now. So God is impelling us, but what is he impelling us to do? To move to our new state or our new identity. So when you watch a movie, you're just watching a bunch of images right after each other. So if you can look at it at a movie and it looks like a moving picture when it's really not, it's just a bunch of images. That's the way life is. Each moment of your life is an image, and God is moving you to your new identity. It feels like you're moving in the 3D world, but you're really not moving. You're the real part, the thing that's moving. So everything in front of you is a hologram, right? And so as you change your identity, as God changes your identity, as you become more and more in the truth, upright, sound, stable, faith, hope, love, as you become more like Christ, your identity is being changed. And so you see COVID, so it's all about your identity. And so as you change your identity, the hologram around you moves and changes, and the people and the devil, the test and the trials change. And sometimes they get harder and stronger. Sometimes they're just the same old repeat to see if you're going to go back to your old identity, because your old identity is Adam. So each day we're being renewed in the spirit. We're being moved in the inner man by the Spirit. Be not conformed to this world, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So each moment is an inner process of stepping into your new identity. Faith, love, joy, peace, goodness, meekness, temperance, faith, joy, hope, you know, truth, more truth. And so God pushes us to our new identity through the holographic experience that we're so submersed in. We're so submerged into the holographic experience but with our 3D body, that we try to identify with the experience, when the experience is nothing more than a cutting, a turning, a Turing machine to push us to the next level. Because those old thoughts, those old thought patterns, there's those old AI flesh patterns, those old AI pride patterns, those old AI worldly patterns, those old AI greed patterns, those old habits are just AI of the old Adam. So you become more self-aware, and you don't have to respond to the AI anymore. You respond to the Spirit, because your inner man has been renewed, and you become more self-aware. The good thing about the code is you can be down here in the, you can be immersed in the 3D experience, but if you look at the code, you can look at the experience from the outside in. So you can look at the code, look at yourself, and see what you're going through, and say, okay, this is just a test or a trial or a bleep in the process, the birthing process. So with the code, CO is together, V is cut, ID is your identity, AI is the 19. So with the code, you can say, okay, I'm in the AI process. I'm spiritual though, so I can see, I have the Holy Spirit, so I can see it from the outside in. And I can actually see that God is teaching me something through this process. And he's teaching the other person the same thing or something different because they're at a different level. Everybody's on different levels. And so let's say you're face to face with somebody and he's teaching you not to be greedy. But the other person, he's teaching them not to have pride or whatever. You can be talking about the same exact thing. But because people are at different levels of growth, they're learning different lessons or life lessons through the face-to-face interaction. And so the hologram will send people, circumstances, situations, sickness, virus, fear, news, worry, to push you out, to teach you to rise up above and walk by faith and set your affections on things above, not things below. Because we are in this 3D body for now. And being so immersed into the hologram, the holographic experience, it's hard to separate. It's hard to separate a lot of times from the drama that's going on, right? But you can disconnect if you have the Holy Spirit. And if you look at it from the outside in and you're aware of your inner man and you can actually see what God is teaching you through the process, and you can see the devil's tricks using God's word, and you can look at it from the outside in and say, oh, and you can kind of laugh about it because it's painful. It's a horror show. But at the same time, you can die daily and laugh about it and say, oh, this too shall pass, you know. You can see it in all the movies and all the TV shows and every, you know, the music. It's the same story. Long story short, somebody asked me a question and I had to make this recording. You're totally immersed in this 3D experience, but the only way you're going to overcome is set your affections above and step out of the 3D experience with the help of the Holy Spirit. Look at it from the outside in and see what's really happening, that it's an attack on your faith. And you don't have to live in fear, doubt, worry, and all that stuff. You don't have to live in the past. You walk by faith, forgetting those things which are behind. You press on toward the high calling. The past don't even exist anymore. Those bloodline tendencies and those culture tendencies are nothing more than an AI program that's like a ghost that tries to jump back on you. They're just ghosts. They're not even real. The new you is the real you. Yesterday is not real. Today is. Your new identity today is the real you. What you were yesterday is not who you are today. And so that's the game. That's the video. That's the image. That's the holographic experience. You're being changed day by day in the inner man. And the hologram is changing around you to push you to the next level.